Welcome to the show, and this is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for taking the time to spend this afternoon with us on the air. We want to tell you that we are doing some wonderful things, looking at everything that's happening in our ministry, and we have a new feature that I want to make sure that you know about, and that is that you can listen to Midwatch with the Rev. If you listen to this. And the reason we put this together was because a lot of our streams were getting cut off during the broadcast over the last 2 weeks, and that's why we haven't had that many broadcasting programs, because our streams were getting cut off and everything. But one of the things that I want to make sure that you know is that we do have a new feature, and that is on the first homepage of Rev Media Network, the homepage of Rev Media Network only, that if you go through there, you will be able to listen to the most recent broadcast of our show. I'm going to have that put into Rev Ministries as well, and also into the throughout the all the other sites, and especially the homepage of Midwatch with the Rev. So I really would like for you to know that if you do miss a show, if for some reason the internet cuts out on us, because we're all one power outage away from not being able to broadcast, and that happened to us last week on Thursday, that the power just went out, and we came on exactly 20 minutes or 15 minutes later, right when we signed out. We signed in, did the show, got about 15 minutes left in the show, and it cut out. So I put this feature together just for you to help you try and get a program together and be able to hear the show, even though you may have missed a little bit. That means you can look at it as much as a day, or depending if we do a live show again, it will only have the most recent live show on that player. So it's right there in the very top of the page, and you click on it, and you'll be able to listen to yesterday's show or today's show or whatever's set up in the player. Alrighty, well, God bless you. Just want to get you that little bit of information to you to get you excited about what's going to happen in the new year here in 2010. Just looking at the calendar, India's creeping up on us in October already. We got May, June, July, August, and September, 5 months away, and we're going to be out there in India doing some more work. I was confirming my schedule and confirming the airline information before our book and making sure we're all on the same page. And I want to tell you that I do see a lot of good things happening for us out there. I see a lot of things that we're starting to be active in, and a lot of things that we're trying to make a difference as far as how we're doing things. We've shared, of course, how we're doing the Bible College out there, and then we're also shared how we are trying to put together the right people to run the Bible College itself. We hired some people. We'll see how they work out. I'm sure they'll be fine. But God is doing some good things. And we're putting letters out there. We're trying to get our newsletter together. So that's the thing we covered yesterday, that we had the newsletter and stuff. But just coming to you on a sad note, if I could, for a few minutes. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And what I want to tell you is that, on a sad note, one of my family members' children was killed the other day. Believe it was gang related, and they called me to do the funeral. I don't really know the child or the family as much. Very distant family, and but I know the grandmother, and I know her. And so, of course, I said I'll help out. I'll do what I can. And, of course, I gave in, just because it's family, and even though you don't know, it's tragic. The circumstances, I don't want to tell exactly how everything happened, but, my friends, if you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. The Bible says it. It says it in Matthew. If you live by the sword, you will die by the sword. I know that that's hard to hear, and I can't really don't think it'll be in bad taste to say that over the pulpit during this funeral, but I will cover that in a way that's right. I really think, honestly, that we have lost a grasp on a generation with the word of the Lord in some families. For those families that were those family members that were barely holding on because of Christ being preached to them, and some were rebellious, and some took it, and some flourished in it. But those that know of Christ and have not fully walked with Christ, but just knew of him, I believe those children that come from that generation and that livelihood, where there's a still drinking and partying and doing things that aren't Christian-like, that generation itself is the one that we're losing. Value, my friend, is only given by God. Amen. You've heard me preach about value. You heard me talk about value. You heard me speak about value several times on this show. And one of the things that I talk about on value is that you have to be able to know what your value is. You have to value others. You have to value what you have. You have to value the things that have been entrusted to you. And most of all, importantly, you must value your relationship with God. I don't know how much of a relationship this young man had that died, that was killed, murdered on his very own doorsteps. But I do know that they're not a very strong Christian family. So this is hitting them a lot harder than it would have been if they were. The Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust just alike. No difference. That the sun shines on them and on those that don't follow him. What does that mean? That means that life is tough sometimes, my friends. The good days and sunny days and the rainy days go to all of us. But how do we handle it? That is the question. How do we deal with it? How do we focus on what we have to believe is true? Focus on what we need to get done. I want to tell you, it is really, really difficult to do a non-Christian funeral. And that's what this will be. I think that they were raised up Catholic in their beliefs. In fact, this is the only part of our family that is, well, second, there's two parts of our family that are not in the Pentecostal charismatic or in the non-denominational stage. They're either Baptist or the Catholic, and some of them just don't believe. We got a couple of family members that think they're Jewish, so we have to deal with that eventually. But no, we're just playing. They can believe what they need to believe. All I know is to take care of my own. No, just kidding with y'all. Just kidding. But I want to tell you that it's just crazy to see that life so young, 22, I think, 23. But if you hang around with things that are going to be crazy, and you hang around things that can harm you, and you dwell on things that are in drugs or gang related, and then darkness can come at any time, my friends. You are not going to be able to win that over, especially if you don't have anyone praying for you, anyone with you, anyone with a strong sense of faith in God. I tell you, God knows how to change people's lives. One minute someone's alive, the next minute they're gone. Why is that, my friends? Why is that? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Tomorrow is guaranteed to no man, no woman, believe by faith and we walk by faith. I want to see a great revival, not only in this world, hallelujah. And one of these pastors that I know that are really nice young, really nice ministers and great preachers and great prophet. In fact, he's prophesied a couple of times over myself. And he believes revival was going to hit this area, hit through his church, and that's awesome. You know, go for it. Go for it. But I would like to see a great revival in our homes. Amen. A great revival in our children's ministry. A great revival in our immediate family. You know, a lot of times revival don't come till after a disaster. I pray that disaster doesn't have to be something more than what we've seen on television. Amen. We'll be right back in a few minutes. God bless you.
60-second look at sports with your sports chaplain of the air, Dr. Dwight Allen.
I recently asked Josh Hamilton, the center fielder for the Texas Rangers, how he reflects on pictures from January that reveal he still has problems with alcohol.
If I don't continue to do the things like stay in the Word and pray and do devotions and things like that, which I didn't for that month, I was concentrating on working out and getting ready for the season, and that's my way of taming the beast. And Paul had a thorn in his flesh, didn't say what it was, but God said his grace was sufficient. That's the way it works for me too. Alcohol is a bad thing for me, and I'm not the same person when I drink.
You have to appreciate his honesty and the challenges he faces today. The thing I appreciate most about Josh is his heart. This is Dwight Allen, your sports chaplain of the air.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
On December 14th, I had a chance to join the chaplain of Churchill Downs, Ken Bohm, at their annual Christmas party. At the close of the evening, he said this very fascinating thing about horses.
And we also remember that at the end of time, the Lord's going to come back again on a white horse. That's what we're told in Scripture. And so I look forward to that day and seeing that horse come in. That's the only horse that I'll ever bet on. That white horse that comes at the end of time. Dwight, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you and for sharing this with us.
Of all the sports ministries that I've visited the past decade or so, perhaps the ministry of Chaplain Bohm, especially before the Kentucky Derby, is the most diverse and challenging of any that I've ever visited. Dwight Allen here, your sports chaplain of the air.
Hi, this is the General Manager, David Yanis, and you're listening to Rev Media Network. I want to appreciate you for doing that. You may have listened to my show, Midwatch with the Rev, at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, and you may have noticed that I've been talking to you about a lot of things happening and stuff, but a lot of people don't get to that 2 o'clock hour, and they may have not heard the rerun of the show. So I want to get everybody encouraged about our monthly activity report here at the station. And we've had over about 15,000 people come through the station. That's both with television and radio over this last month, and I want to tell you of January, that's like a carryover from December. December we had a huge amount, almost 17, 18,000 people coming through, and it was a blessing. So Rev Media Network is becoming a blessing to those that go on the internet, that look for that little piece of God that they need, the little piece of faith to keep them going. And we are encouraged every time that we look at the statistics and every time that we are listening that we can see thousands of hours going out. I'm literally out throughout the entire month, and we're a blessing in there. But I want to also let you know about our trip in India that we're taking out February 25th. I want to encourage you to give to help that. We are going to be heading out to the Orissa state of India, and we're going to be doing a great work out there. We'll be doing a two-night crusade, two-day pastors conference, and we'll be speaking as a keynote speaker at the Bible College graduation. So we're going to see some great things happening. We're going to see souls touched and people's lives changed through this ministry. But not only that, we're going to be headed to Peru, and we're going to be setting up a radio channel there too.
just like we're going to set one up in India, we're going to set one up in Peru. And it will be a blessing, my friends. It will touch people's lives. It will change people's lives. Their signals will stream right through our websites here at Rev Media Network. And it's going to be a blessed thing and a blessed venture out there. We're going to be going back and forth from time to time, year after year after year. And it's going to be a great thing. And I also want to encourage you that we got some artists coming to the station that are bringing in their music. And we're going to have a music channel. They're probably going to even host their own show eventually. We're going to have a music channel with different artists, independent artists without labels, without contracts, that are just waiting to be discovered, but also just wanting to be a blessing. So I want to encourage you to continue listening to RevMediaNetwork.com. God bless you, and well, hopefully February is just as blessed as January has been. It's been a great start to a new year in 2010. We can't wait to see what the next month has for us. God bless you. Stay tuned to our station for more updates. God bless you again. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Now I got to do another update for our website. That I try and get an update done every few months, but things have been pressing. It should just take a few minutes. It should just take a few minutes to do that. And I just want to try and get that done hopefully this next month. We've got so much things coming up. I have ministers coming from out of the country to preach at my church. We have promotions and stuff that we're doing for India. And we have two concerts this month in May. One's a fashion show. The other one is a concert. And then we're going to do some advertising for India, give some flyers away and stuff. And we're going to have a great time trying to get this thing together. The other day, just want to also let you know, is that we got our brochures in for the India thing. And it looks pretty good. I like them. They could have got a little bit better on the front picture. But other than that, I'm content because they're the first 100 and they're probably going to be gone quick. If I printed 1,000, I think I'd be a little bit more concerned. But 100 of these things will go quick. So we need your support to help keep putting these things together, to help raise the funds. And my spirit today was just unsettled. I was debating really if I should do this funeral. Didn't know if we could. Didn't know if I should. Help me was were two things. I remember my mentor Gerald Davis said that he had never ever not gone to a church if it was too small. He went anyway. If he never went to a church that was too big, he went to anywhere God sent him to preach. And then I remember that, and then I also remember my brother called and we talked about it, and he just said that I should do it, and if I'm going to do it, just do it, and don't worry about it. Just trust God that you're going to have an opportunity to minister to people, to give them the word of the Lord. And that's what we're called to do. Amen. Sure, it takes time away from us. It takes time away from what we're doing. And I just got to tell you that I really felt, after I said yes, that I got a peace on me and felt that I should be going out there and ministering and touching people's lives, no matter what. It doesn't have to be the big conference, big crusade. It doesn't have to be those things. It doesn't have to be a church of 200 or a church of 60 or a church of 2,000. It can just be anything. And God is just continuing to birth things in me. I know that it was a sad thing to hear, very sad, to hear of what happened to this young man. I think that would just be the saddest thing to do, is to bury your own child. That would be the saddest thing to do. But with God in your heart, I pray you will never have to do that. I pray again that you will never have to do that. This family's devastated right now. I talked to the grandmother of the kids, and very sad. She was holding it together fine, just for making sure I was going to be there. And of course I just said, yes, yes, I'll be there. Not a problem. But God has a way of working things out, and I'm going to see some good things happen there. I am digging through all my addresses and trying to find all my emails. Everyone's emails, everyone's address. I'm going to either send a brochure, a newsletter, or send something. Amen. I am putting together a campaign, not only for India, but for Revelation Ministries, David Yanez Ministries, which were almost one and the same. And what this is I put together my mailing list because I want to get these things out there. Yesterday really inspired me. And the reason people don't know who we are is because we have not let them know where we're at. So I think it's a great concept we have for the radio station. Not only a concept, but a great activity that we're doing. But I also think that it's a great show. Midwatch with the Rev. And we had a lot more listeners before I went to India. And we're working on trying to get that taken care of and trying to get those listeners back. We don't know why. That they're not listening as much. But we do know that we are trying our best to keep the shows going and keep them constantly going forward, constantly active, constantly moving, constantly fresh, new shows, because we want to see great things happen with this ministry. And we want to see it. So I want you to continue listening, continue to keep reading and what our reports online. If you go through our website, you can not only hear us, but you could view us, and you can also read the articles that we have. You could also read the articles that we have and what we're doing and how things are running and how things are happening. And you will see some good things. You'll see our article on India, our article on what we're doing next. And we just go with what we got. Go with how we have things running. And just put it together. So, as I look through all the email addresses and stuff, I'm running into people and stuff that I remember, people I know, and I'm just excited. I'm really excited. I need to get into visiting churches more, and I keep telling you that. And I just take it slow. Only reason we're taking it slow is because I need to be able to hear what God wants me to do, because I know there's a way to get out there and raise the funds, but I want to make sure that's what He wants me to do. You might say, "Well, just go do it," and I go, "Yeah, it is, but it's a campaign that you got to be focused on, and you got to be on the phone every day, and I probably have to get a landline because that'll just kill my minutes on my cell phones." But you know, we're starting everything going, and we're moving forward, and that's the main thing. Coming up in May is our 1 year anniversary for the station, our first anniversary. It's going to be blessed. It's going to be blessed. And I haven't quite figured out, because it hasn't sunk in, that we've been a radio station owner for 12 months. But you have to listen to the shows to really get things going. I mean, you look at to everybody that's listening, and we've lost a little bit of listeners. I know. I don't know what happened, but we will see a bigger increase in Jesus' name. I do know that we will have some new hosts coming this year. In 1 year, we've already got 8. In 12 months, another 12 months, we'll probably have 16 to 20. And then 30 to 40. So it's just going to all keep going forward and going forward. We're going to come to another quick break. I'll be right back. God bless you. I got to check on one thing on the station. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. David Yanez. Wanted to encourage you, all the listeners here on Rev Video Network, to look at www.keepingmymarriage.com. That is keepingmymarriage.com. That is my counseling site where I help and counsel those that are in need in relationships that have been hurt, have been destroyed, have been to the brink. They feel like they're almost out of grace because of their own failings or because they don't understand God's love and God's grace is there for them 100%, but they have condemnation, guilt, or whatever. I want to let you know that KeepingMyMarriage.com, that is KeepingMyMarriage.com, is available for those that are saved and want to be helped in relationships. I prefer to help those that are saved for one reason, is that the Word of God is going to help you. But if you're not saved, if you haven't gone through all that you have to go through and pray and understand that the seeds that I plant in you are going to be just like the scripture says, that there are four grounds, one stony, one full of thorns, and those things are going to be choked up onto you. But if the Word of God is, if you're saved and the Word of God comes out and we help you with the counseling that we're supposed to help you with the Word of God and belief therapy, you will be able to succeed as a Christian. So if you know someone that needs some help, maybe you do. Maybe you need to have some counseling or some reevaluation of what's going on in your life. Where does that stem from? Why do you pick the guy that always hurts you? Why are you constantly in a fight with your spouse? Why do you continue to make life difficult? Why do you make bad decisions? Well, if you have any of those things are happening to you, I will encourage you, first of all, to get in contact with me. My email address is david@davidyanisministries.com. Again, that email address is david@davidyanisministries.com. You can get a hold of me, and I'll be able to help you, be able to talk with you, be able to get you pointed in the right direction. But also, the second thing is after you contact me, I want you to get my book, Almost Out of Grace. It is a strong book on relationships. It tells you all the mistakes and craziness that can happen in the relationship. So I pray that you get that. You can get that at my website, almostoutofgrace.com, or revelationministries.com, or revministries.com. So I want you to be able to get a part of that. But remember, KeepingMyMarriage.com is there for you. It's there to help you and your relationships. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. We're back. I had to take a quick break. We're back on the air with you. Just trying to figure out where to go with this. My heart's still a little concerned. What's a lot concerned about my family and friends? We all have friends that we care about a lot and we ignore. To be very honest, we ignore when they are not following the Lord. We just smile and say, "Oh, well, they'll get it one day," or we'll just smile and know that they're not following, but it's okay. And not that we're saying that, yeah, we support that what they're doing, but we say, well, you know what? Each person comes to God on their own terms, and how they come to Him is how they come to Him. And you know, sometimes we want to have their fellowship and stuff, and we just accept it. But I think it's these times that we have to agree that when the Word says, "Do not be yoked with unbelievers," that He meant something so strong. It's hard to explain God's grace and God's mercy and God's love to persons or people or an individual that does not know what true mercy is. We all know what mercy is. We all know what forgiveness is when we're Christians. We all know what compassion is because of Christ. But when we look at and see individuals that don't follow God, that know of God but won't walk with God, and they go through hell, it's hard not to quote a scripture, not to look at it and say, you know what, well, if you're following God, I tell you, today's world is crazy. Today's world has no mercy on a person's family. I want to tell you that despite what we think as Christians, we're not all perfect. Amen. We're not all positioned in the right spot. And we're not all rich. We're not. But when it comes down to the basics, we're very much the same, each of us. We love God. We know He loves us. We know He wants to make sure all things are done for the good, for them that love the Lord. All things worketh according to his purpose for them that love the Lord. Amen. It's our refuge, my friends. The Word of God is our refuge. It is. There's no doubt in my heart. Let me read you for scripture in Romans 6:22. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end of everlasting life. In Isaiah 9:4, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. I want you to know, it's different when you're saved and death occurs than when you're unsaved. So pray for this family and pray for that their hearts be given comfort and that solace and solitude will hit and that peace will come into them eventually. We pray that the pulpit there is sanctified and that, friends, will come to Christ because of this. I'm believing God for a breakthrough. I'm believing God for something to happen while we're out there. I pray for safety because we don't want these gang members to come popping up out there where we're at and doing things. Pray for safety for that as well. I do know that God has a wonderful, wonderful plan for this family. It's just one of them. It just takes one to step up in that household to change it. I stepped up in my household. You stepped up in yours. And people's lives have been changed. And I think that that's important, that we step up to do the work of the Lord. We change people's lives. Look behind you now and see all those that are changed. Look behind you now and see the people that have come to the Lord because you have steadfast and followed him. I know for a fact, is what I like to say all the time, but when you follow him, you will be blessed eternally and here in the world that we live in. Blessed emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You got to do your part, but God will do his part. There's no difference between the God that heals the masses and the God that brings provision. He is the same God doing what he said he will do. I know that God has done great things, and that God has built a strong ministry in you. We just have to let God do it. We just have to let God do it. Amen? Amen. We talked about favor yesterday, and I want to recap that just a little bit, if we could. We told you that the liberal soul will be made fat. We told you that God says in Proverbs 11:25, we can turn to that really quick. Proverbs, we got 10 minutes. I can do a short little lesson on this. Proverbs 11:25. Hallelujah. God is doing great things. Yes, Proverbs 11:25 is the liberal soul shall be made fat, but and he that waters shall be watered also. In other words, as you put out there and give for the Lord and you keep yourself going. 12:2. That God's going to bless you. Amen. But 12:2. a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. But a man of wicked devices will be condemned. Will he condemn? A good man obtaineth favor. Favor is being able to look at life in a nutshell right here. Being able to look at life and see how life has treated others. And knowing, now get this, and knowing it's not going to treat you that way because God has better plans. You might want to write that down. Favor is looking at life, seeing how it treats others, and knowing it's not going to treat you like that. That there's something better. I want you to think about that. How many of us out there get up in the morning wanting to get things done and knowing that we've been cornered and we need God's hand to move? The other day I told you I was in a vehicle accident. It was just a fender bender. A fender bender. That's all. Could have been worse. In fact, where I hit him in the vehicle, I hit him in the higher part of his vehicle. And my car is very low, like a Nissan Altima. This is an F-150. Even though his truck's been lowered for shows and all that, it still hit the middle part of his bed part that goes down, the door in the bed. Very next day, a couple of days later, I'm driving in my truck, and I see a accident on the opposite side of the freeway. Me and my son, I look at my son who's sitting beside me, look at the accident. And when I look at the accident, I can see that it could have been worse. It could have been worse. I see this truck completely rolled down the freeway, glass everywhere, the truck in pieces. And I'm sure they were not planning to get into an accident, just as I was not planning to get into an accident. The sun, the rain, and the sun rise on the just and the unjust alike. I'm telling you, my friends, when I seen that, I looked at my son, who was sitting beside me in the truck, and I was like, Lord, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, Lord. Favor is when it could have been worse, but it wasn't. How many of us have been in a situation where we knew it could have been worse? Well, my friends, I think favor also is when you're in a crowded room that God will pick you out for an application, for a job. They pick you out of a room of hundreds. That is favor. Know that you have that favor. Know that you have that walk about you, that swagger, whatever you want to call it. Know that you have it. Know that you do. Know that you do. No matter what, that you have the swagger, that you have this walk with the Lord. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can reach me at david@revministries.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. David@revministries.com or David at revmedianetwork.com. Please continue to pray for all our pastors in India. We are supporting 5 local pastors in India right now, plus an administrator, plus a ministry ground, plus 15, 25 orphans, and 100 Bible students. So my friends, if you've been thinking about giving, not sure about giving, wondering about giving, give. Help us out. $40, $50, $100, anything you can do will help us. If you can afford thousands, well, give thousands then. But know that we are doing everything we can with what we got. We're good stewards. We're trying to manage every single thing. I just don't want to be a ministry that's continually doing fundraisers. I've made my mind up doing that about that years ago. I'm not going to sacrifice one chicken. I'm not going to do anything like that. I did sell my car to give the funds to India because that is a seed gift. I didn't have to sell my car to do that. It wasn't required. My faith is that I will give the seed from that and that God will bless our ministry. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that we are here and that we love you. If you need any counseling, anything like that, that Midwatch with the Rev. David Yanis is open to help you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show today. I'm sorry it's such a somber mood, but we're just trying to really, really just trying to see what's going on with my cousin and everybody, that their family and stuff. So anyway, I love you. God bless you. See you next time on the Midwatch. We'll be right back.